Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to the You and Rights to Win for Our Youth. I am Sandra Bueno, and I am the founder of this movement. And today I have a show where it has come to a surprise, or by surprise, that I have with me two very special ladies. And why I'm excited to bring this show to you today is because this is what I'm talking about when we say raise awareness, bring empowerment, and transform the lives of our youth by taking action. And right here and now, I have with me the two guests. I'm going to give you the first name, Miss Priscilla and Miss Sylvia. And they have joined me because we are like-minded. We know that we want to make a difference. We know that children need to be helped and inspired. And we know that we need to take action. So what I'd like to do at this point is, alongside them, just raise a little bit of awareness within our children are involved in spoken to you about in West Palm Beach, and they deal with different issues that pertain to what's affecting our communities, from education to parenting and to the lack of God, simply the lack of God in our children. And I'd really like to spearhead this conversation because I believe that this must be brought out. And those people who are part of the solution, we need you to step up, and we need to do this in a community. We need to do this with the ministers. We need to do it in conjunction with our police force, with our teachers, with everyone that wants to participate in taking our youth forward. So I'd like to at this time introduce to you Miss Sylvia, and Miss Sylvia is going to give you a little bit of background as to what she has been doing, and a lot of what she has been doing is volunteering her services to help children with reading. But I'd like to ask Miss Sylvia, basically what's in her heart and what it is that she sees as far as she sees when she works with children. Miss Sylvia, introduce yourself and just let us know what you have been doing up to now.
Hello, my name is Sylvia. And I'm doing was to help the children reading to the young, the very young. I believe that reading somehow is the key. So if you can read and write and just pray that God helps you all the way he can, and he really does, and you can go forward in your education. And it's so important to sort of read also to the children at a very young age. I've been doing that to my children. Since they were babies, I would read to them. I would read to them about the Lord. I would read to them stories about general things in life and try to give them the love for books. Mainly, that's what I did, give them the love for books, Sandra. And somehow, the other day, my son that's now graduating, he said to me, I've got to try and do exactly the same with my sister that I did to him. And I was actually amazed because I said, what was that? He said to me, the same books that you read, how much that really affects. And I have four books to read now. And in my Christian walk, it really helped me a lot, he told me. And I was very impressed with that. And then I saw an email that he sent to his dad. He said, Daddy, Mommy is really, if there's a God, this is the exact words he said, is that if there's a living God, I know, I can see that there's a living God when I look at my mom. And it really touched my heart. And I said, somehow I said to him, what does that mean? He said, Mommy, just the way you've been doing, reading to me and living an example life and helping, you know, everybody and everyone. The way it really touched my heart. And so thank you for to me, and may God bless you, and may God bless what you're doing.
Well, I would say that the feelings are likewise, because when I met you, we met at the Palm Beach Zoo, and I was taken aback because I saw you amidst eight other children with the mayor of Palm Beach County, and I approached you afterwards after seeing the interaction between the children and how the mayor was very much impressed by the awareness and the willingness and the aptitude of these children. I approached you and I asked you if these were your children, And I was surprised because you said, no, they're not. I am volunteering and I am helping them. And I've actually helped that specific child that you mentioned read. And 4 months ago, he was at a different place. And now look at him. And that to me immediately was the... For me, it was the example of leadership and how we do not have to be, you know, study for our life to believe that we can actually make an impact and that we can actually change someone's life. And for me, you will always be that model of a person that has saved another person's life. And in this case, it's a child. So I am forever blessed, and I am, even right now with us coming together, it is because the time has come for us to come together and to expand on what it is that we are doing. And this is how grassroots movements start. This is how in the 19th century, groups were gathering in living rooms and they were gathering underneath enclosed places to make a difference and a change for life and for civilization. And that's what we are doing because we must take action. So I really honor you for that. So thank you. Now, I'd like to also present to you Miss Priscilla, whom she and I just recently met, but our souls connected. And when God puts forces together, you don't need a long introduction. But I'd definitely like to bring her in, and I know this is somewhat of a surprise, but it just if you could just share with us a little bit about what you feel, it's an open floor. So, Miss Priscilla, we'd just like to introduce you and welcome on Power to Be You and Rise to Win for Our Youth.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Sandra. Thank you, Sylvia. And thank you, Lord. You know, this is overwhelming, and I'm just going to allow the Lord to just please word my lips because my heart is overflowing. I knew this day would come sometime, but I didn't know where, how, or how the Lord would orchestrate it. But I am totally convinced that one mind, one purpose, and one accord is coming together. Sylvia, I'll piggyback from what you were sharing about reading. I really didn't think about reading in the way that you were able to express it and share it, but 10 years ago, let's say 9 years and so many months, I have a grandson who's presently 10. The Lord gave me an instruction. He was 3 months old, and I was sitting there holding him in my arms. This is real. And he said, start reading the scripture to him. I thought that was totally ridiculous. What would I read the scriptures to a 3-month-old baby? But I obeyed. And I began to do that every afternoon. The babies are sitting there looking at me and smiling and whatever and didn't fall asleep. But it continued. And now that word is so planted in his spirit, the love of God. And I find that that is the first reading that God has given me, because he was really first reading to me, and then I passed it on. So my work is very much, I'm learning it more and more at this time. This is a great season in my life. I tell you, 66 is an awesome place to be, and I'm grateful for these years that he's given me. But my purpose, I believe, Sandra, here in this earth at this time, is to go ahead and allow the Lord to do a completion in me through the children, and then he has a diagonal line that's run in my life from the children to the elderly. And it goes back and forth like a pendulum, and that's been my work over the past, I'd say, 45 years. And that was whether I was upstate in Albany, where I stayed for 5 years in a community working with a community of children, pregnant teens, whomever the Lord sent. And then from there to Pennsylvania to Washington, D.C., and now he said, okay, I'm landing you for the last 6 years back and forth in Florida, but right now you're going to ground in West Palm Beach. I was like, oh, my God. So I'm here, and I thank God for his assignment, for his placement, and please keep me in prayer, and I thank God for bringing us in this little circle. Connecting branches is the work that he's given me to do. So thank you all as we continue reading with our children. And the other end of the reading brings about the listening, for children to listen and then for us to listen to them, because they will reveal to you at a very young age who they are if we are just available to hear that beat that's going on inside of, and it's totally individual. Some children will express that hearing and that listening through a song, through a story song, which the Lord has given me to sing and write to the church. I'm no singer, but when he anoints it, the singing comes through their story songs, and then the children receive it, and then they sing back to you. It's awesome. There's so much in our children, and God can bring those things to the present place, or whatever is his purpose for bringing them here, he can do it. But he needs instruments. He needs people. He needs us. He needs Sandra. He needs Sylvia. He needs Solange Angel. He needs all of us. So I thank God for this moment in time. I thank you. Thank you all so much. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you so much.
I feel so amazed, and because this is exactly what happens when we put our hearts and our minds into living God's Spirit, and knowing that we all have a mission, and when we allow ourselves to believe in that mission, oftentimes it comes in surprising ways, and it comes through ways that we ourselves did not orchestrate, but it is that heart and that spirit of one soul wanting to make an impact, wanting to look at a situation that is not correct, that is not right. Us seeing what our kids are going through right now, and us seeing that the children did not ask to be brought into the world. They were brought by two people, whether they were right or whether they were in mistake. Nonetheless, two people. And as of lately, you have seen it in the news. Here we have a 13 and a 15-year-old having a child. These are children themselves having children. So at this point, what is it that we as adults can do? What is it that we as children of God can do? We can bring our insight. We can bring our experience. We can bring our talents. We can bring our wisdom. We can bring our faith. We can bring our love. We can bring our purpose to help into these lives and change the world, change our communities, change the lives of one child at a time. And it is through us being willing to do this, with not being afraid and believing. And I believe that right now, this is what's taking place within our communities and within us, within our group right now. So what I'd like to ask now is, what would you, if you can advise the younger generations as to what they can do right now. Ms. Priscilla, what would you say to them?
I believe, Sandra, what I would say to the children and reach toward them as I'm saying that is study thy word. That would be the first thing I share with the children, because that opens up life. Without that, nothing else is possible. Study thy word in the name of Jesus.
And if I ask you about your grandson, it was your grandson that you had in your arms, how is he now? What do you see? What influence has him knowing the word have had on him?
I believe that word that was planted at 3 months old, and he's 10 now, is the love of his life. I know that God created him for a purpose, but I believe he planned it so that he would receive that word at that time in his life. That word is planted inside. And probably when he was about 8, no, he wasn't even 8. He was maybe 6. He was going through some upsets and family commotions and things that were going on. And he was with me at that time here in West Palm. We were going to service. He was having some bad dreams. So we prayed about it. We talked about it and so forth. And then he woke up. He said, "Nana, the dreams are still there." And so I listened. And I said, "Okay, let's pray again." And so I did. And he fell off to sleep. And by morning, we were preparing for service. He said to me, and this keeps me even now, though we're at a distance, you know, physical distance. He woke up that morning, we're getting ready for service, and he said, "Nana, you know that dream that I kept having and it kept coming back?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "But I had a dream also last night." I said, "The same dream?" He said, "No." He said, "I had this dream that, you know, down inside my heart, he said, you know those thick bands that you put around the jars of food, you know, to seal the jar of food? He said, something like inside, he said, God, like, took one of those thick rubber bands and he sealed my heart so those dreams can't get in there again. I said, Lord, have mercy. That's it. Keep on reading. Keep on studying. Keep on staying in the Word of God, because it'll open you up into what life is all about. It'll open you up into living, walking in the life of God, in the Word. The children can walk in the Word, even now.
And what would you say to the people right now, because there are so many the politics behind our society and keeping the Word of God outside of schools, and, you know, almost like if we look outside into Scripture and our human condition, we can say, yes, if you're going to follow God, you're always going to have opposition. But, you know, God comes to us in a personal relationship where we are able to look at our own lives and say, well, how am I being according to how God wants me to be? And what would you say with respect to keeping God outside of schools, or how can we bring God to children so that they themselves can know that they have a guide, that they have a Savior, that they have someone that can direct their steps and someone that can offer them comfort and peace and hope? I believe it's really hope. What would you say, Ms. Sylvia, to that?
Well, I would say that's the best thing to do, to sort of bring them, to help them, you know, in their future life, because it's just what you said, that to get the children at the grassroots and teach them from small, from very young, teach them about the Word of God and teach them about themselves, to have like stability and that confidence in themselves, knowing that by God's grace they can do whatever in life, you know, if only they set a vision to the right thing, you know, doing the right thing all the time, and mainly to sort of keep themselves out of trouble and out of all the worldly things, and, you know, seeing that there's such a lot that the world has got to offer out there, but to keep themselves focused on the Word of God and keep themselves focused on the right thing and doing the right thing all the time. And sometimes, somehow, I think that the world has got to know, like, there's no way of doing anything outside of the Word of God but just to live right and act right and eat right and do everything the right way, and then you'll have no problems, you know. And sometimes it's so sad to see that there's so much violence and everything going out in the world, and like all you can do is just pray that God should help mainly the children. And in a way, after the children, is to sort of help the adults to get out that hurt that they had, you know, in past lives and in the past, and get that hurt off from them, and not putting it on the children, but working through all of that and not passing it on to the children, so that the children can be free and have a better future, you know, living right in that way. And all we can do is pray for them, but we can also help them, you know, as adults, to help them to get on the right path.
That's very well said. And one of the things that I have noticed more as of lately, since I have been working with, again, the Art and Compassion, and when I say working with them, is I have been with them at various opportunities when they are feeding the homeless and when they are doing ministry outreach for them on Sundays or on Wednesdays out here in West Palm Beach. And what I have seen, again, is that people who have transformed their lives, people who have found hope, people who have found restitution, has come through their faith in going to the Lord and in saying, God, you know, I've had enough, and I need help, and I'm willing to step up. And these people now have become fervent lovers of God in their lives. And when I look at what's taking place outside and the issues with drugs, with drug abuse, with sexual abuse, with just so many different things that are ailments to our society and to our well-being and to our abilities to live as God has deemed us, you know, we look and we say, in the absence of God, you have evil and you have all of these ways that keep us from being who we can be. And when we align our purpose with an essence of being a child of God, then we have direction and we have a compass that allows us to wage ourselves and say, you know what, this may not be the right thing. And we're able to be conscientious about the steps that we're taking and about how we're treating our bodies, how we're treating our spirits, how we're treating our minds, what we're bringing into our minds, as well as how are we treating others. How are we treating our neighbor? How are we treating our friends? How are we treating our mates, our parents? And these are all questions of, again, being conscious and understanding, you know, morality and understanding how we're supposed to be as human beings. And for me, you know, I keep on going back to this topic because it's the one that's waking me up at night. And it's the one that in my heart and in my spirit, God keeps on talking to me and saying, go out there and claim it and say it. And, of course, I keep on thinking, okay, how do I not be political? How do I bring, you know, how do I bring in the truth? And I realize that, you know what, when there's so much pain out there, we need to be able to bring that hope and that spirit through whichever ways God puts in our path. And like you both mentioned, in working directly with the children and bringing reading, which is the empowerment of who they can be going forward, of their knowledge, of that's the starting point for them to go forward, then empowering them with the Word of God, those are two actions, you know, simultaneously taking place, teaching kids to read with the Word of God, and then in the same time being able to sit with them, loving them, giving them inspiration, helping them to draw on a vision for change and for growing and for evolving and for being part of you know, of the new generation of leadership. So I find both of you just, you know, a not even just a breath of fresh air, but an inspiration in itself, because more people right now are looking to, well, what can I do? And communities have, you know, mothers and grandmothers and people who want to step out and who have been doing it, who have so much to give, but they might have not had the right place to plug in. So I feel that we are here together, you know, drawing on that will, like you said, you know, we're two or more gathering my name, I am there. So I do feel that this is what it is, and I do feel that this recording in itself is going to go out to the different communities, whether it be a church or whether it be the children themselves, or this is going to be a model of what can be started. But I can say that we have been brought together for a purpose, and the purpose of Rise to Win for our youth is to draw a network of people who are stepping up for change, and we need everyone, from the minister to the police person to the educator to the parent to the grandparent to anyone that wants to say, you know what, enough is enough. Enough kids have died. Enough lives are being lost. Enough pain has taken place. Our children don't need to keep on falling prey to being victims of evil, of pain, of injustice, of segregation, of anything that keeps them from really manifesting their true purpose. And God, I'll take this from one of my previous people that I had here, the leaders, who said, God did not make garbage. And God does not make garbage. And we all came here with a purpose. And we all have a purpose. And we all must do our part, because when we step up and do our part, other people can now come and do whatever it is that they have to do. But they can't do their work if we don't do our work. So in doing so, I believe that this is really the calling for today. So Ms. Priscilla, now that we've connected in this, what do you see going forward? What would you like to see as far as change?
In terms of, Sandra, when you say a change in our young people, I pray that it be God's perfect will that the change will come forth in the children becoming conscious of truth, humility, as seen in the eyes of God, that we humble ourselves and learn all truth. And that's the only thing that will truly liberate us and make us free, is the truth. And I believe that truth has been laid, that foundation has been laid way before the foundation of this earth. Leave it, learn of it, seek. He said, if you seek, you shall find, knock, and the door will open. And that is my desire as I'm on this earth at this time, that God use me in the way that he has purposed me to be here. So thank you.
That is so well said. And Ms. Sylvia, I want to ask you the same question. What would you like to see going forward as far as change, specifically as it relates to children? Or any other change that you see would really make a difference for where we can come together and we can bridge the gaps?
I would really like to see like more people working with the children, you know, more willing adults to sort of take a child. Like what I have noticed is that one-on-one, if you take a child, just one child, it does such a big difference in that one child's life. So there's so much, there's so many adults that can, even if they take just one child and try and work with that one child and help that child, like, you know, the pebble in the beach, or is it the starfish, whatever, and you make a difference to that one child, it makes a difference like in the whole world of that one particular child. That'll help him so much. So if one adult can just take one child, help him or her through life, and that'll really help a lot. And also, the more people that's working, you know, that's, even if they're working, if they're at home, and just to try and improve themselves and try to help the children wherever they are, whatever they do, but try to help them. Pray for them. If you can't get to a child, maybe try and pray more for them, because I do believe that prayer changes things and that'll really help them, you know, in whatever way they go. Thank you, Sandra.
That's excellent. Well, we have come down actually to the end of the show, but this is just a 30-minute segment, and we have our whole lives forward and the days that we have on this earth to impact and to make a difference. So hopefully when those of you are listening to this show, you will be moved and you'll be inspired to step up and do what you need to do in your community. You know the pain, you know the hurt, but you also know the options and the solutions. And solutions come when you put your faith in the Lord to guide you and direct you to where you need to be so that you can inspire others, loving others, giving them a hand up, and taking them forward from where they are, because whatever you have to give, it has been a gift given to you so that you may use it and direct it in the best way possible. So I'd like to thank both of my guests. I'd like to thank Ms. Priscilla and Ms. Sylvia for being team members here in this Rise to Win network, and I know that we have great things coming forward as we are all putting our faith in God, showing us where he wants us to be and how we need to be. And we definitely urge our audience and our listeners to tune in and be a part of this, be a part of change. Go to risetowin.com. And when it's time for you to sign up, put your name on the list so you'll be kept abreast of what's taking place. And we are in this community in West Palm Beach, and we are going to take action because we have been taking action. So at this time, I'd like to say goodbye and thank both of my guests once again for having been on this show. Thank you, Ms. Priscilla.
Thank you so much, Sister Sandra. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Ms. Sylvia.
Thank you so much, and may God bless you all.
Thank you, and this has been a presentation of Sandra Bueno. Have a great day.